It seems just possible that a bankruptcy may bring together the stories of two amazing Saskatchewan entrepreneurs, Morris Industries founder, the late George Morris, and Right Way Manufacturing founder, Les Jalisco of Regina. Right Way could be close to finalizing an agreement to assume the remaining assets of Morris. Morris having been the life, work, and success story of Bangor area farm boy, the late George Morris. Les Jalisco founded Right Way Manufacturing of Regina after his 1956 immigration to this country and thereby escaping the clutches of communist Russia, which crushed the 1956 revolution in Jalisco's native Hungary. Now, On the Land has learned the Morris bankruptcy matter could be closed by month end. Les Jalisco's first Canadian job was as a window washer, which indirectly led his first design and manufacture of mechanized sweepers. That successful venture led him to design his own version of the rock picker. Morris manufactures in Yorkton, of course. Right Way builds its machines largely at Imperial as well as in Regina. Reportedly, George Morris sold his first Morris Rod Weeder, a horse-drawn unit, to a farmer in Goodeve in 1930 for $148. The spin-off economy of Morris Industries, previously Morris Rod Weeder, has been a key ingredient to the vibrancy of the city of Yorkton and area since the company moved here in 1949 from its birthplace, a farm at Bangor, southeast of Yorkton. Well, Manitoba Agriculture confirms that after last week's major rainfall event, saturated soils and waterlogged fields are common from Brandon northward. And now, Manitoba reports extreme risk for fusarium head blight development. But in addition, the weekly crop report identifies widespread spraying of grasshoppers. Apparently, distribution of grasshoppers is spotty, but hopper pressure in Manitoba is rated higher than 2019. Saskatchewan's next crop update is due on Thursday. For now, Rob Stona Davidson says his impression is that overall, in this province, crops are in overall good shape.
They look absolutely amazing compared to last year. And I think on average, they've established well. They're fairly even. We've had good growing conditions. Lack of spring frost after emergence has really shown itself this year versus other years where you usually get one or two spring frosts that kind of twist things up a little bit and makes in-crop spraying a little bit more difficult. But I'd say overall we've got a great start. We've got 5 or 6 weeks to keep our fingers crossed that we make it to the combine without anything else. We're kind of hitting our marks where there's a lot of canola flowering by July long weekend or very close in there, while we're heading timing on our earlier wheat right now, which I'd say is right on there. Pulses are a lot of the lentils that early flower have been getting sprayed, so the activity seems to line up with the calendar pretty close.
On the Land from The Rock, I'm Jack Doz.